5D Listening, Exercises 2 and 3, page 58.
This is Sarah Holmes with a special live report for Channel 6 News. I'm here outside the Savings Bank in High Street, where a gang of masked robbers have stolen a large amount of cash from the bank's vault. The incident happened less than an hour ago, at around 5 o'clock, just as the bank was about to close. Witnesses say that there were four men in the gang, and they were all armed. I'm going to talk to some of the witnesses in a while. Police are here at the moment carrying out their investigation. A police spokesman has said that the men escaped in a small black van. However, he indicated that the robbers have most likely dumped the van for a different vehicle, or they may have found a safe place to wait and hide. We're also hearing reports that the guard at the bank was quite badly hurt during the hold-up. One witness told me that the guard was hit on the back of the head when the robbers entered the bank. The robbers then supposedly threatened staff and customers in the bank. However, there are no more reports of people other than the guard being injured. Most bank robberies result in very little cash being stolen. Robbers might leave with £10,000 or £20,000, but to get money from the vault requires more time and knowledge. More time means more chance of being caught, and more knowledge means knowing when the vault is full rather than empty. Early reports also suggest that the men may have escaped with as much as £500,000. Police sources have confirmed that the robbers would probably have known that the bank was holding a lot of cash today. This theory would mean that the men must have had access to the bank's procedures. Present and former employees of the bank can expect to be investigated to see if any of them have criminal connections. However, they won't be prime suspects at the moment, since it is thought that this may be the work of the notorious Crazy Gang. The Crazy Gang have been connected to a series of robberies up and down the country over the last 2 years. Despite the fact no one has ever been arrested in connection with this gang, police have said in recent weeks that they believe they are closing in on them. Perhaps this robbery is an act of defiance from gang members to the police. Now I'm going to interview some of the witnesses to this afternoon's robbery. But first, we're going over to Dave Clarkson at the Tower Infirmary with an update on the guard's condition.